WIXX 102. Good morning.
WRX I-212, monitoring, I'm mobile. This is WSBK. One out there listening, monthly.
WIXX 102, gonna be a beautiful day.
My furnace is on.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we're mobile.
WRXX 102, Scott, down here in Roseville, you're sounding good, Bob.
Yeah, missed the call sign, eh? WRZP 544, yep. Good morning to you.
WRXX 102.
One o. 102. Good copy that time there. Let's see. Overcast, currently about 56 degrees, and sunshine later. Roger.
Well, I'm down here putting long johns on to go outside. It's cold down here.
Hear that? Enjoy your day and be safe. And you take care of you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring. All right, Bob, have a great day. Scott's back out. Sounding radio, by the way. They're really good. I walked away from the radio. Can you repeat that last transmission? 102. I'm just letting you know, man, that's great sounding radio you got there as well.
We appreciate it much. We appreciate it, guys, from them bowel things.
Yeah, quite the product for the price. Hard to believe I spent all this money on a good radio, Roger.
Hey, Roger, Dad, we were talking about that the other night when I turned and looked over my shoulder and looked at all my TV stuff, all the hundreds and hundreds of dollars I spent on that stuff compared to this right here. Unreal.
Not the truth. I'd hate to add it up. Too many radios, too many antennas, too many coax connectors, meters, scopes, O-scopes, antenna analyzers, signal generators. Yep, it gets pricey, brother.
The top of my house looks like the airport.
I'm getting there, right? But stereo four-element Yagi on the horizontal on the top of the radio shack there. The tower's got a lot more antennas hanging off it, and I got two long wires across the property, so we're getting there. But I feel your pain, brother. It's great. I still do quite a bit of pre-band work in 11 meter. You'll hear me out there, 316 Northern Michigan.
I'm only talking on an 8-element vertical Yagi $100 antenna right now, aimed right at your way, right at your way.
Yagi, I got a couple J poles I'm working on for some folks. I haven't built one of them in years, so hopefully they'll turn out all right. But that's not rocket science, so looking forward to that and getting them hung in the air as well.
All right, Bob, I got to get going, man. I got to get this privacy fence up. Scott down here in Roseville, we're back out.
We'll do it again. 102 WRZP 544. Have a good day, brother.
USEM 306, headed over.
Hope everyone's having a great day monitoring.
Yeah, 226, you're getting out, but your audio is very low.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm actually way south of Flint, so I kind of get a hard time getting on sometimes, but at least I know it works and you can kind of hear me.
Roger that. Yep, we can make you out.
Yeah, I heard that radio. It's a little scratchy, but you're getting through. You're getting through, just a little bit scratchy. You've got some background noise on there, but that's about it. WRCZ 445. Yeah, I think it works.
WRVJ 258, Portable, Indian River, Michigan.
This is WSVG 517 in Royal Oak, Michigan, mobile. I'm picking you up, spot clear.
Here is WRVJ 258, Portable in Indian River, Michigan, where it's about 48 degrees. But we got the sun.
We are at about 55 degrees here at Royal Oak, but liking the sun. It's pretty cloudy at the moment. Looking at a high today of about 52.7, so a chilly one for sure.
Yeah, it definitely feels like fall is knocking on the door here in central, upper, lower Michigan. So just about 15 or 20 miles away from Sheboygan. So anyway, very much near the Straits area. But we got here on Tuesday evening. It was probably about 82, 83 degrees. For about a day, we had weather like that, and then the rain came through and a cold front, and been quite fall-like ever since. Anyway, the name here is Jim. Thanks for coming back to my call. Always good to hear the system working.
Yeah, thank you. It was good to hear from you, too. My name is Adam. I'm about to head to the farmer's market, so WSVG 517 going clear.
Very good, Adam. Have a good day. WRVJ 258, Portable in Indian River, Michigan.
First ever GMRS, G-Care's outdoor siren test net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month, between March and October. The net is open at noon, and the test begins at 1. This net is hosted on the WRPA 678-462.7250 repeater in Flint. This net is open to all local GMRS operators in Genesee County. Break. Siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Lance, Lima Alpha Nancy Charlie Echo. My call sign is WRQC 270, Whiskey Romeo Quebec Charlie 270. I will be net control. If you'd like to participate, please call net control now. is the GCARES outdoor siren test net looking for check-ins. Anybody looking to participate in our siren test net, please call net control now, which is WRQC270. This is the GCARES outdoor siren test net. Genesee County looking for check-ins to participate in our siren test this month. This is the GCARES outdoor siren test net in Genesee County. We're looking for check-ins for the net. This is WRQC270. This is net control for the Genesee County siren test net. Are you checking into the net?
Affirmative.
What was your call sign again?
WFDW200.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Whiskey 200, is that correct?
That is, that's correct.
And where are you located, Mr.? Do you have a siren in mind?
At this moment, I'm in Gagetown.
You're in Gagetown, you said?
That's affirmative.
Where would that be at? I'm not familiar with that.
Are you guys doing a radio siren net?
Yes, we are for Genesee County.
Copy that. I didn't know GMRS was doing that. Over.
Yep, this is a pilot net. This is our first time doing this. So, yes, it is new.
Awesome. I'm located out of Davidson, Michigan. We're just up here at the Octagon Barn in Gagetown, so just monitoring. IWSDW200, and I will be clear.
Okay. Clear the net. This is WRQC270.
Lance, WRQC. Net control, this is WRUU850.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, do you know if they were supposed to pull the flint off the network for this, or were your intentions to go out on all of them?
I asked to pull it off the network, but was told not really given an answer on that. So I prefer it to be off the network, but I don't know how to do that. WRQC 270.
No, okay. And I don't suspect it's going to be a real problem, but just, you know, be advised. You've got a lot of people that are scratching their heads, so hopefully it won't interfere with your project there, which is a good thing. Okay, thank you. I'll let you get back to it. Back to Nat, WRUU 850.
Mac Daddy, talk to me over on 800.
This is the GKS Outdoor Siren Test Net, GMRS, WRQC 270, Mac Control. Anybody looking to check in, please call now. WRPA 678 checking in. WRPA 678, go ahead.
I'm checking in from Sheboygan. Can you give me a siren up here?
Negative, but could you pull Flint off the hook?
Not where I'm at right now.
All right, this is G Cares, Outdoor Siren Test Net, looking for check-ins to the RQC 270. Call now. First ever GMRS, Outdoor G-Cares, Outdoor Siren Test. This test means on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net is open at noon and test begins at 1. This net is hosted on the WRPA 678-462.7250 repeater in Flint. This net is open to all GMS repeaters, operators, and Genesee County breakers. A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure the full tone and rotation when applicable. This list of sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Lance, Lima Alpha Nancy Charlie Echo. My call sign is WRQC 270, Whiskey Romeo Charlie Quebec 270. I will be in net control. If you'd like this tape, please call us net control now.
WFC 887, do you copy 887?
Station calling, this is the GKR's Outdoor Siren Test Net. The RQC 270, are you looking into call? Can you check into the net?
Oh, no, sorry about that. I was trying to get hold of another station there, but she's not answering, so thank you. WSES 311. Standing by.
No problem. This is the G-Cares Outdoor Siren Test in Genesee County. Wish to check in on that. Please call net control now. This is the RQC 270.
WIZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
This is the G-Cares Outdoor Siren Test Net in Genesee County. Looking for check-ins for our siren test net. If you'd like to check in, please call now. This is WRQC 270.
WRZP 544. I'll check in if I can. Sheboygan County.
You said you're in Sheboygan County?
That's Sheboygan County, Bob.
I can take your call sign, but I cannot give you a siren. We are in Genesee County looking for checking the town here, so Like, check in, we can take your call sign, but we won't be able to assign you a siren.
Issues, enjoy, be safe, WRZP 544.
WRQC 270.
WRXX 102.
WSEM 306, you out there?
Yeah, I copy, Grant. How are you?
Pretty good. We just came back in from sailing.
Where'd you go out to?
Heard you out there. Yeah, we just got back from sailing. We're driving back, going to Dali at like 3 p.m. Sorry, you're feeling sick though.
Yeah, that's all right. Where'd you head out to on the boat?
We went over to like off Thrush Point Yacht Club, and there was a race going on, and so we kind of watched other people race and kind of pretended we were racing with them. But there was some good winds. It was like 18 knots, so we were at the rail of the water.
During my sickness here, I've been really considering getting back into windsurfing. I went and rabbit holed windsurfing for the past day, and I don't know. I'm thinking like there's good enough wind out there to do it.
Hey, Huck, this is Farmer Fantasy. You think about buying like a board and a sail and everything?
Farmer Fantasy, I believe the rules are no coded language, but yeah, I still have stuff. It's all up north at my mom's place, but I also did not know you got the 5-watt.
Roger on the code.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for chatting. WSEM 06, standing by.
WRVJ 258, WRPA 805.
This is 258.
Just checking signal, downtown Indian River. You sound great.
Yeah, likewise. There is a net in progress on the Genesee repeater at the moment, the Flint repeater, and they have it currently linked to the system, so we should limit our traffic here until after 1 p.m. when the siren test takes place.
Jim, that's been lifted. The full Flint.
I'm going to say Flint's been pulled off. You're fine.
Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you. WRBJ 258.
WRPA 805, standing by.
WRPA 678, Sheboygan. WRUU 850, WRPA 678.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, loud and clear, sir. Roger that. Be safe. Enjoy the rest of your day there. Promises to be a beautiful one. WRZP 544. Take care.
It's going to be a beautiful day in my neighborhood.
Why is that?
Because the sun is not shining and I can go outside and work.
WSBN 567 monitoring.
I did not hear that last transmission, 102. I was on a handheld.
For a handheld, that's pretty good.
Oh, I went out just on the base.
WRBJ258, Mobile, Indian River, Michigan.
How you doing, 258? It's Sheboygan County, Bob, WRCP544. Sheboygan County, Bob. Well, it's Macomb County, Jim. On the main Indian River. How'd you that? I've been copying your mail there. Seems like you and your brother, the chef, lucky dog, got quite the whirlwind tour and traveling going on. So have at it and enjoy, Roger. Well, that is the plan. We're only here for a few more hours. Gotta leave tomorrow. But all good things must come to an end. We've had a pretty good run. And it's kind of a practice session, the warm-up for the big tour that's coming. So, so far so good. And we think we have a plan. Because you always think you have a plan, right? What was it Mike Tyson said? Everybody thinks they have a plan until they get punched in the face. That. And in my experience, I usually come in threes. But yeah, living up here, living the dream. You guys ever get this way or need anything while you're up here, feel free, give me a shout. I'm just 8 miles east of Indian River. So enjoy. Be safe in your travels, and we'll do it again, I'm sure. The best to you and your family.
The Very good. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll have to kind of remember next time we're in the vicinity to give you a buzz. Of course, this repeater is usually, I think, as we speak, it is linked to one down in my area in Macomb County, so we may hear you on the machines. Anyway, enjoy the afternoon. WRVJ 258 Mobile, Indian River.
Roger that, be safe in your travels, as I say, and enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, just take care. Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPA 805, WRPA 805, WRVJ 258.
WRVJ 258, WRPA 805.
Oh, so now you're around?
I've been around. Radio's been on. I was on Simplex number 2.
Well, I called you there, and I called you here, and I got no response either time. Irregardless, I'm currently mobile. I'm heading back to your location.
Well, it's about time for me to investigate a bike ride, and I'm going to saddle up, ride around the park a little bit, and we'll see what's your inclination.
Yeah, okay. I'll be back in that vicinity shortly.
Okay, see you around. 805 clear.
WRVJ 258 Mobile.
WRPA 805, WRPA 805. WRPA 805, Suzanne. WRPA 805, Andy. Was that you, Suzanne?
WRPA 805 Suzanne. This is WRPA 805 Andy.
It's all static.
Too bad, I can hear you.
I can barely make you out.
How about now? Not working? Not working?
No.
this is WRQC 347.
WSTY 438. Are you on there, Doug? James Graham. Delta Alpha November. TY 438. Calling.
WSEN 598 monitoring. Audrey, are you out there?
WSEM 306, over.
WSEN 598, I copy.
Mr. Sticky, this is Dr. Baby. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sound like you're better. Come out.
What are you doing?
What are you guys doing? This is WSTS 598, come back. Dr. Baby, are you still out there? WSEN 598 monitoring. WRFX 102 monitoring.
Station 218, that station out there, 218, this is WIUG, 48, copy?
Hey Jack, we're over here waving, man.
Come on back again, WIUG, 48, go ahead.
Hey, Grade 8 Jack, we're over here waving. Scott, 102.
Hi, Scott, how you doing today?
Just got done putting up about 100 feet of 5-2 fence, but we're doing okay, man. Beautiful day.
It's a little bit chilly, Roger.
Yeah, I pulled the long johns out, that was for sure.
Where are you at now?
We're sitting over here in Roseville, 696 and 94.
Now, I'm doing it back in my meter, which is sounding good, 100%, Roger.
Yeah, you're over here in Rochester, right?
As always, sometime I'm in the car, but I'm not in the car. I'm in the home base. Roger.
There you go. You're sounding good over here all the time. I hear you every day out here talking. That radio's sounding good.
Oh, I know what you're saying. You know, if you be on the radio, really, you want to sound good. You don't want somebody to tell you, there's popcorn, this and this and that and that. You don't want to hear that, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. This one's sounding good your way, I take it, eh?
It is. I want that Harvest PC-200.
Yeah, this is just one of them bow things, man. I'm talking on a Yagi 8-element vertical.
So you're on a walkie-talkie. You know why you're sounding good? Because you're close to Mount Clemens repeater, Roger.
Yeah, I got them beams aimed right at it, man. Right at it.
Well, that's good. And what else can you catch from there? I know 625 could be doing that. Anything else besides that? Can you get on that 600?
Are you talking about the repeater?
Yeah, there's a repeater on 94, the 600. Can he get on it?
I can try a little bit when I sit down. I ain't messed with it too much. I got on this one here in Ann Arbor, you know, when I'm out there in Ann Arbor working. But other than that, I ain't tried.
Please tell me, can you reach Ann Arbor from where you at?
No, that's a negative. I had a job out in Ann Arbor yesterday, so I hooked up to that one out there. But yeah, I just talk off the Mount Clemens, Warren, Detroit. That's about it. That's all I've tried over here so far.
Well, maybe tonight you hear a couple of guys from Ohio. Or just to clear a sky out that way. Roger.
A couple of days ago, I was talking to the guy in Ohio, Flint. I can hear Bob up there in Sheboygan, New York, Pennsylvania.
So, I mean, you told me the New York State came in. When did it come in?
I think it was Thursday night he came through here.
Yeah, because I talked to New York before, you know what I mean, from the base station. And from the handheld, 5 watt, he was coming in. He was on the other side of Niagara Falls, I think.
Yeah, I didn't write down his call numbers yet, but I think it was Thursday night he was coming in. They were all coming in here, Ohio, Pennsylvania, guy in Flint, and of course, Sheboygan Bob, you know.
Hey, guy, I got a landline, so I'm going to let you go. You have a good day. WIUG 48.
102, have a great night. I'm going to go sit down, man, at the chair.
Station 218, station out there, 218, WIUG 48, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
USBM 993, monitoring the station.
993, I haven't heard you in a long time. You're sounding excellent. Roger.
Roger, yeah, I could hear him from you tonight. How you doing, my friend?
Very good. How about you?
Well, pretty good, pretty good. Just hanging in there, a little cool tonight. It's kind of getting cold now, you know. The fall weather's starting to kick in.
Yeah, you ought to get cold here. I had to put a jacket on to go outside.
I had to put one on this morning as well, too.
I guess, but this one feels like it'd be warm in the 80s.
Back on that, Roger?
Yeah, they said next week is going to be in the 80s, so I don't know.
Roger that. Well, hey, Jack, it was good talking to you, my friend. Always good to hear from you. This is WSBM 993. We'll be monitoring and clear.
Anytime you want to talk, no problem at all. You take care. Good friend. And have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WSDM 306, Huggy over, you there?
WSDM 306, Huggy there?
That's station 847. That station out there, 847. WIUG 488, copy. One more trying. SCI 847. SCI 847. WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear.
WSDY 43 down the band.
That's 438. Is it called by you? WIUG 48.
It's cold. My thermometer is getting a new one, but it's cold. I got a bunch of thermometers outside, but I'm not going to look at them. Yep, it's cold here in Central Michigan.
And here it dropped down to 51 degrees. I think it's cold, 51 is cold.
Yep. It says right now, let me see if I can get better reading here. It says it's 56 here. But I don't believe that. I think that must be a temperature from a while ago. But, yep, that's cold. Not used to that. I'm right back up there. That's one of the good fan of the thing.
Oh, I didn't do nothing today. I stick my head outside when the window was blowing. Cold air. I just came right inside. Didn't do nothing.
I got my mowing all done, so I'm home relaxing. All done for the night. I'm going to keep my feet up and this and Tigers won and go to Michigan State. I think Michigan got beat by some scrub team. It must have been too scrubby in Michigan. So, there's something going on with Michigan.
No, I was watching a cowboy movie. That's why I wasn't in Michigan at all. I was watching a cowboy, that's why. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. You enjoy your evening. Over there. Yep, go time. W5438. We're out here listening.
What channel was that? It was on 7?
You talking to me?
What channel was in Michigan? Channel 7 or Channel 4?
Well, I don't get those channels here. We have Charter Cable. I don't even know what we have. No, we don't. We have YouTube TV. Well, that got too expensive, so we didn't go to the YouTube. And then we got Bally for the Tiger game.
I see what you're saying. All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
You guys get all of your TV down there. Have a good one, Jack. WSBY 438.
Hey, Jack, I can't get nothing out of that 600 repeater. What is that, Ohio?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You must be on a 5-5 the radio.
Can you repeat that last transmission?
Well, I said you must be on a 5-5 radio. You got to have at least 10 watts so you can reach up that way, or 15.
Yeah, well, I'm getting some goodies, so I guess we'll try tomorrow.
The best thing to try early morning by 7:30, quarter to 8, when the sun comes up, before the sun comes up. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. All right, man, we'll talk at you tomorrow or something, okay, buddy?
All right, have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WRZL 736. Are you guys talking about the Detroit 600 repeater?
No, I was trying to hit the one in Ohio.
Okay. That makes sense. Are you closer to Ohio or to Detroit?
I'm 10 miles out of Detroit, north.
Oh, okay. I'm in Farmington. My name is Mike, by the way.
You got Scott over here, WRXX 102.
Very nice. I'm going to go back to monitoring WRZL 736.
Take care. We're back wide.
WRVA 0508 WRPA 805 WRVJ 258 calling.
come back in.
Station 247, I heard you, but your audio is low. You want to come back? This is WIUG. Yeah, that station is just called in. Your audio is a little bit low. Get close to the mic, that way you'll be clear. WRUU 850. WRUG 48. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, give me 1 sec, Jack. Be right back. Sorry.
Well, Jack, I'll talk to you in the meantime, WSBS 311. What is happening?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Doing good. Just dropping my wife off over here, Mount Clemens area, to pick up her car after getting some work done on it. And then we're going to get on the road and head home. It's a beautiful night, no clouds in the sky, and the moon is shining above. It looks awesome. How about you? What's happening?
Oh, I went out shopping a little bit, grocery shopping, and I came back about an hour ago, and I tried to put everything together in the refrigerator. You know how it is. Put this here, put that there. It takes a little time and takes the other old stuff out. It's got to be rotated, and that's what's happening.
Sounds like quite the adventure, but yes, I know what you're talking about. I don't want to hold up, so I'm going to give that a break. Sean, when you're ready to get back in there, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. Good talking to you anyhow, and good to hear from you. Take care. WIUG 48.
Yep, hang in there, Jack. I'm just cruising home. Going to be pretty light and not much in the way of traffic. That's kind of nice. So, okay, I talk to you later. WSBS 311. Mobile.
You know what? That was the same thing yesterday. Hardly any traffic about 6 o'clock. I was coming from John R. and 12 all the way to, I would say, 23 miles. Not much really traffic. Before, it was a lot of traffic, but now, no. I don't understand why.
No, I agree, and I hate to even like mention it because it's really nice. You know, you think it's holiday weekend and people are north or out of town, but I don't think we can use that excuse. But I'm enjoying it while we can. Over.
Yeah,
Yeah, you're right. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit. WIUG 48.
WSBS 311, mobile. WSTS 447. Seven, how you doing? WSBS 311.
Doing great. I was just got a new radio here a few weeks ago. I just finally had a chance to play with it, and I was trying to translate the what I call Chinglish, poorly translated English from the Chinese. So I was just curious if this was getting out, and obviously I am. So thanks for coming back to me.
You sound terrific. I'll give you that. I don't think it could get any better. I'm mobile here, so I should sound okay, but no, you sound great.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out, you know, the offsets and whatnot for this, and the Chinese translation was really bad, but I'm glad I got it. But yeah, for mobile, you're sounding crystal clear. Sound like FM signal.
Very nice. So what are you on, a handheld, and where are you located?
I'm in Frankenmuth, and is this, what is it, the Mainville repeater?
You may be on the Mayville. I'm down here on the Macomb repeater, so I'm just, I don't know, 5 miles outside of Mount Clemens, so down here in Macomb County.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they got these repeaters linked together. I forgot about that. But, yeah, it's which is kind of cool because you can talk, you know, quite a distance away on minimum wattage. I think I'm running 25 watts right now with this rig. Radiodity. It can be mobile or base, but it's a radiodity, and it's a 25 watt. And yep, I got it on high power, so I should be putting it around there anyways.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah, you sound terrific. Yeah, I'm on the radiodity myself. In fact, I got the idea from this one from Jack there, who was just on the line. The little 20 watt mobile, I use it at home once in a while, you know, as a base as well. Great little systems, but yeah, you are sounding great. That's all I got to say about that. Over.
Okay, thanks for coming back to me. I'll let you drive and get on your way there, and I'll play with my other stuff I got here in the music room, radio room, and computer room, and whatever else I got. I got 3 guitars, a drum set, and I feel like making some noise tonight, so I'll do some of that later on. All right, until the wife goes to bed anyways. But again, thanks for coming back to me. This is WSBS 447. Have a good night.
Well, 447, you just crossed the line there. Yeah, with the guitar. I'm a guitar player myself. Got a little band, plays locally. So, yeah, we got that in common. So, yeah, that's cool. It's a great pastime. I'm sure glad I picked it up years ago because it's a blast. Ain't nothing like making music with a bunch of friends, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, as a last comment, I don't play with a band or anything. I just started. I played saxophone like forever and ever, and then I tried keyboards for a while, but it was too hard to, you know, I had a portable keyboard, but it was kind of like it was just too much to carry around, or, you know, it's just hard to keep with it. And you know, I just wanted to play guitar, so about, what is it now, about 20 years ago, Yeah, about 20 years ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to play guitar. Always want to play guitar, so I'm going to buy a decent, you know, mid-range guitar, and then I'm going to take lessons for at least a year, no less than a year, and just give it a shot, you know. And, well, after about 9 months, I was hooked, you know, and I've been playing ever since.
Okay, I'll let someone's getting in there. Okay, 447, great chatting with you, and we will talk again, WSPS 311, just about home, so I will talk with you later.
WSPS 311 is WSPS 447. Yeah, have a good night. Take care. Yeah, I heard somebody down there in the mud. This is WSPS 447. Go ahead.
I'll try a different machine. Thanks.
Yeah, stand by. WSPS 447.
Any better?
You still got a lot of bacon frying on you. You're a little louder, but you still had the static on top of your signal.
Station 447. This is WIUG 38 out of Rochester Hills. How am I sounding? How are you?
I think I wasn't paying attention. I didn't get your call, but I heard the Rochester Hills, I think it was. Good. You got a good signal. Good signal coming. I'm in Frankenmuth, and I think I'm hitting the Mayville repeater. I think it's what the repeater I'm on. But, yeah, you're sounding good.
Radio, we have the same radio. It's not a 25. This is only 20 watt. But mine is on medium. So if you want, go on, meet me and see what I can figure out something for you.
What was that again?
What I'm saying is go on medium watt and see if it makes any difference.
Yeah, I just started playing on this radio tonight, so I'm not sure where on the menu it is. You know, it's... I'd have to look at the manual and play around with it. I don't know if there's just a high and a low or if there's a medium on there too, but when I figure that out, I'll take a look at it and see what happens.
Okay, maybe look at the mic and look at all the way down to the left. It says A. And on the right, all the way down to the top, and the second from the top, is the O. So press the A and then O. The mic changes. But you have to look at the radio.
I see the A. It's exit. It says exit AB. That's what my mic says.
Mine says FUN. F is a Frank. U and N.
No, I have nothing on my mic that says anything like that. I got like menu, up, down, and then exit.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe a difference between the 20 watt and the 25 watt. But mine on the left, all the way down to the left, says A. And on the right, before the top, the last column is O, which is O is POW.
That's not on this one. Were you trying to tell me to go into the menu? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Not that. I'm trying to see if you can lower the power from low and medium and high. Roger.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. Like I said, that's the first time I actually had to play with this radio, so I have to look for that and see how it works. I just got this thing programmed for the repeater and the regular channels, so, you know, 1 through 22, so I have to take a look at it and see if I can get on a lower power than try to transmit, see if anybody can hear me. It's WSDS 447.
Well, sir, good to hear you. My name is Jack, and if you need any help, antenna, whatever it is, radio, we'll help you out with no problem. And this is WIUG 488.
Okay, Jack, nice meeting you. Name here's Bob. I'm in Frankenmuth, and, yeah, maybe I'll give you some, let me play with this for a little bit, and we'll see what's going on, but right now I gotta get out of the radio room and go up to the talk to the wife for a few minutes before I come down here and play some music. So, nice meeting you, and we'll work on it, see what we can do with the power. But thanks for letting me know about that, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good night. This is WSDS 447.
All right, Bob. Good to hear from you, and good talking to you. Short time, anyhow. We can talk anytime you like. WIUG 488 clear.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
Well, hello, John. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Had to make a couple of calls and get an order for a carryout request and all that. I got sidetracked, so sorry about that. But on my way home here, got about 10-15 minutes drive. Figured I'd say hello. How things been?
Things been okay. I had to go shopping three places. I couldn't find coconut milk, so I had to go to three places to find one. Which is, sometimes I like with Cheerios in the morning or something like that. And that's, then I had to go all the way to, Myers to get one. So anyhow, when you come back here, you gotta unload all these bags, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check. I haven't been grocery shopping in a bit. We gotta be in need. I'll have to put together a list. Usually we have an electronic list that's an app on our phones, and when my wife thinks of something we need, she'll just put it in the app, and poop pops up on my phone, when I look at the app. So when I go to the store, I generally fire up that app and everything we need is on there. But I'm quite surprised that as long as it's been since I did any major shopping, she hasn't said anything. We eat out a lot, though, so we don't have as much regular grocery shopping as we once did. Might just be a phase. I don't know. Whatever. I digress. So like I said, just on my way home here, looking forward to getting home. I'm going to do a little, hopefully won't get dog tired like I do sometimes by 10, 11 o'clock. And I got a few things I'd like to look into. I got to research telephone providers. I'm going to be switching my phone carrier.
Break.
Go ahead.
Hey, sorry, just want to chime in. It's 311. Hey, Sean, I have just changed my provider today. I had been with Cricket for a while. It was good. I moved to Boost. Now I moved to, it's called Now through Xfinity. So if you have Xfinity Internet, you can get some pretty good service, $25 a month. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, so that's what I have now. And it's been fine, but I need new phones. We, you know, they, 2 years ago when I got the program, I got all sorts of, I got a really, really sweet package from them for internet and cellular service by switching over from Verizon. And now that I've, 2 years later, I got to renew, they're not really offering me any deals on a phone. And the internet just skyrocketed, so I'm probably going to be going elsewhere for the internet. I don't know if I'm going to leave the phone service, but I do want new phones, and I know I can go to T-Mobile, and I can get, you know, I can get a couple of, you know, Samsung S22s, which is what we want. I can get those for free. I mean, they're not free, but they, you know, they credit you every month, so as long as you have the service for 24 months, you know, you don't pay nothing. That's all the stuff I got to research, you know. I need to get two new phones and either stay with Xfinity or move along to something else and change internet providers because they went stupid on me for internet.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's always a struggle. I get it. Yeah, you're getting into it more than I would as far as, you know, new phones and all. All I can say is you know, the budget-minded, once you have your own phone, I've, you know, figured out $25 a month is all you have to spend really for the service. But you're right. As far as phones, that's a whole nother, new phones, whole nother deal.
Yeah, it all figures in, you know, do you buy phones and then go wherever, or, you know, I just got to research it all and see who's got the best deal. I'm a Verizon fanatic. I really love Verizon, and when I switched to Xfinity, you know, I took comfort in the fact that they're using the Verizon network, but the phone is not quite as good as native Verizon. I don't know if native Verizon users get a little priority or something, but I noticed the native Verizon coverage, which I had for decades, seemed to be just a smidgen better than Xfinity. Not enough to worry about. It was only like when I was traveling that I noticed problems with the Xfinity version. But I'd like to go back to Verizon, but they're so goddarn expensive. Anyhow, enough on all that. It's just really throwing it out there. It's going to be the big thing, just even a family get together and going to spend the rest of tonight and maybe tomorrow, just kind of trying to figure that all out so I can make a move. Jack, go ahead. Don't mean to keep you out of this.
Sorry, guys, go ahead and finish. I'll be here.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you guys. You guys go ahead. I just wanted to chime in there with the, you know, little tidbit on the phone. So, okay, I'll talk to you later. WSBS 311. Stand by.
All righty. Well, yeah, any tips or advice is welcome. You're the second one to recommend Xfinity. It's ironic because I'm on Xfinity. But like I said, I've got no real beef with the phone service. And the price is really good. I think I'm paying $30 for two phones. You know, the thing is I got to try to work the new devices into the whole picture. So it wouldn't be, the only reason I'd leave Xfinity would be of a phone deal where I don't have to dish out, you know, a couple of grand for phones. You know, get the nice, I really want to get the latest Samsung. And so I got to figure out how to do that for the best price. But Xfinity's fine. I mean, I love them. But the internet part is not, you know, it's probably not going to stay. This 123 net that's come through my area, they're making a wicked good deal. It's like gigabit symmetrical upload and download. Well, download, of course, is a high speed, but they also have upload of a gig. $69, no gimmicks, no hidden fees, $69, that's the price. No, it's not a promotion, you're not going to, you know, tell you in 6 months or a year that, oh, you know, it's actually $100, like Comcast does all the time. It just drives me up the wall. So I may go with that just because, one, it's fiber, two, it's gigabit symmetrical, and three, no hidden fees and no promotion. Price is what it is. I like that basic, you know, this is what you got, no BS. I like that. So I may go 123net for internet.
I haven't heard of that 123net, but I am definitely going to look into it, so I agree. That flat rate, you know exactly what it's going to be, no hidden cost. I agree. Okay, go ahead, Jack.
So, Sean, you're a little bit of crackling, a little bit. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're driving fast. Anyhow, sorry I didn't say bye this morning at the breakfast. I forgot all about that because me and Donald was talking outside, and I just forgot that.
Yeah, okay. As far as the crackling goes, yeah, I'm down here on 696, and I know there's a little stretch there from Mound to Quinner that's get a little crackle in the signal. I'm coming up out of this ditch right now, so it should get better. But, yeah, I saw that. I noticed that you and he had left the building, and then when I finally got outside, you had moved along. So that's okay. We saw you there. And we'll catch you next time, so no big deal. I ran Donald home, and we made a stop, and then I ran him home, and pretty much just came home and got ready for my shindig with the family and the grandkids and all that. And that's pretty much what I've been doing all day, so just on my way home now, and not too bad. A little after 9, so I didn't get so tired so early anymore. I'm such a wimp now.
Oh, yeah. When you get the early morning, you know, I came home. I just put my head right on the pillow, and I was gone. Then I got up at 4:30. Then I went to church. The church starts at the church started at 4 o'clock, I'm sorry. Then I went to church and came back. Then I had to go shopping. That's all. And I'm home. Roger.
Roger that. Sounds good. I might do some shopping tomorrow between trying to figure out this whole internet phone thing. Let me try to get a little shopping in. Okay, I am making the final approach here. So I'm going to make this my last and get inside the house with the... I stopped and picked up one of my wife's absolute favorites, El Charro's. So we'll get that there. Oh, and as far as the 123net goes, I don't know if they're everywhere in the coverage area of the system. But down here in Metro Detroit, they're rapidly deploying. They've been around for a while, but they've started deploying residential fiber pretty hot and heavy the last few years. And they just came down my street. So about a couple, 3 months ago. So I said I was going to switch from cable, and the only option I had was cable. And I said I was going to switch to fiber as soon as I could. The time has come. So, all right, catch everybody later. I'm on my street. WRUU 850.
Sean, I've been with Horizon 2 years, and I paid $30 because we got five phones with them. That's why. Anyhow, and the phones, they were free, and I was still on the I-14. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit later. Good talking to you. Take care. WIET 48.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? WSEM 934. Hoping you can just give me a quick radio check. You guys sign off, please, and call them all the way from St. Clair.
The guy out there with the radio check, you sounded okay, but you sound like you're on a walkie-talkie, correct?
Yeah, that's a good copy. Calling on a handheld.
Are you on 675 repeater?
Yeah, that's a good copy, 675.
Yeah, you're sounding okay. You just, I don't know, you have a small rubber duck antenna or about 15-inch antenna. Which one do you have?
Yeah, it's about a 15-inch antenna on this guy right now. Just getting some radio set up for me and my buddies to do a little bit off-road. So just dipping my toes into GMRS, just got my license, just grabbed a couple radios, and this is really first time messing with it. So just wanted to see if I could actually hit this repeater. Like I said, I'm up in St. Clair right now.
You're doing okay, but I know all my radios, I have Nagoya 771G. That will get you clear, very clear, if you're going to go off-road. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. We're actually got some external antennas to mount on the outside of our buggies in the mail right now. So just getting the radios programmed up and figuring out how to get started with this.
My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 48. I'm here at Rochester Hills. Roger.
Well, nice chatting with you, Jack. My name's Andrew, WSBM 934. And like I said, I'm out of St. Clair. So appreciate your time, and I'm going to go clear here. I'm going to enjoy a nice little fire on the back porch with the patio. I'm with the family on the patio right now.
No problem at all. If you have anything, you know, like a different antenna, no problem. Just give me a shout. I will hear you and all that and see what happens. Be a good antenna or not. Anytime. And this is WIUG 48.
Good chat with you, Jack. And yeah, I think FedEx says it should be here Monday or Tuesday, so I'll be around.
I appreciate that. Have a good evening, and this is WSBM 934. Okay, have a good evening.
WRXA 448, mobile and monitoring.
At 448, you're loud and clear in Flat Rock. I don't know if you're picking this up. I just hooked this up. See if I can get out. It sounds like I hit the repeater, but we'll see. Are you sounding good in Flat Rock? This is WSAH 780.
Copy that. Thanks for the comeback. I'm outside of Lapeer. I'm out visiting from Southwest Michigan. So just wanted to shout out and wave a hand.
All right, Lapeer, yeah, you're probably 60, 70 miles north of me.
Copy that. Excellent. That's I think there's been some good atmospheric conditions this last week, so that would make sense.
all kinds of sense. I was listening to these guys this week talking Ohio, New York, and stuff. I don't know what they're going to do about these links with theaters. I'm hearing some rumblings. I don't know what the FCC is doing about this. But what's going on? See how much longer I can play with them here.
About a week ago, the Elkhart repeater out of Indiana is the one that I mainly spoken to that was linked, and that became unlinked along with the rest of the system at that time. Like I said, that was about a week ago, 27th maybe.
MIH system, from what I understand. There's about five repeaters linked from Mount Clemens to Sheboygan. You probably know that already anyway. Anyway, how does this radio sound? I'm using a mobile indoors VTech 50 watt GMRS radio. I'm running 15 watts, so which means I'm probably getting between 10 and 15. Does this sound any good at all?
From my end, I hear a little bit of popcorn, but other than that, it sounds good, and that could be me. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just running a mag mount out on a deck, probably on a cookie sheet there, probably about 7 feet in there. I expect it to do a whole lot, but at least I'm getting out there. All right, good talk to you. My name's Matt Flat Rock, WSAH. 780, standing by.
Copy that, ma'am. My name is August, WRXA 448, originally out of Constantine. And thanks for the comeback and the conversation. And I'll go clear. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Station 448, this is WIUG 48, copy?
I copy, this is 448.
Shouting loud and clear here, I'm over here, Rochester Hills. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, we just arrived at our hotel on Lapeer in the car. So I appreciate the feedback. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. This is WIUG 48. Roger.
Roger that. Okay, we're going to get parked, and thanks for the comeback. And this is WRXA 448. I believe I'll probably go clear for the night. But appreciate making the contact.
No problem, anytime. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WIUG 488, this is WIMW 329.
WIUG 488, go ahead, 329.
How you doing, Jack? How you receiving this, Jack?
You don't sound good. You on a handheld?
No, Tim, it's not sounding good at all. The 329 station does not sound good at all. Maybe move around a little bit, you'll be all right. Are you on that GYT? Station 329. I didn't get nothing of that. WIUG 48. I heard you saying you're making a trip there. That's all I heard. Roger.
I'm getting the same thing as Flat Rock, mostly static.
Tim, switch back to 625. Maybe you do better. No, you're not doing good at all. Anyhow, I'll talk to you a little bit later. Maybe you find a hot spot. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48. That's all I heard. We got, and that's all I heard. He said, we got. I don't know what that means. Roger? And now I can understand what you're saying. You're in the mobile making a trip. Where you at?
I have property there, over.
He said you
are in
Canada?
Yes sir, I'm over in Canada. We're having a family reunion over here. I figured I'd see if the mobile and see if it's making a trip there, over.
That's him. You're making a trip, and I cannot contact with you that way. I'll talk to you a little bit later, or some other day. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jeff, get your little later, get your later. WIUG 329, clear.
FDM. 993, Jack, 488.
Buddy, go ahead.
That other station that was out there, you were from Canada, you said?
I don't know. That's what he said, so I don't know.
Sound more like Uganda.
Okay, is it okay to talk to Canada, or is that not approvable?
See, if you're a U.S. citizen and you're in Canada, you're going to talk on 2-1. And there's a lot of things before that, anyhow.
Okay, I was just curious. All right, WSBM 993.
Is it okay to talk to Arab?
didn't get that.
WSDS 447.
Go ahead, 447.
I believe you were the fellow I was talking to earlier, but I was just reading the manual and I figured out as far as the low, medium, and high power switches are. I'm on medium right now. How do I sound?
Sound beautiful. Look, sounds like you're sitting by me here. Roger.
Okay, let me put it down on low here. Hold on. Okay, this is WSDS 447, how's that sound?
I know, okay, but you know what? Leave it on medium. It's better, I think, to leave it on medium because I'm on medium and I can get out Ohio all over the place.
Okay, I put her back on medium there. Yeah, I was just reading through the manual here, and I wanted to see how I could do it. On this radio here, the particular radio I got is it's Radiodity DD25G. And on the radio itself is the VM button, and you hold that down, and it'll change your power output.
Oh, okay. No, mine all the way down, it says A, and it says FUN, and you go on the right lane, I mean right hand, you go on zero, which is POW, that's power, you press A and O, and it should go down and up. That's how mine is.
Yeah, okay, fine. That works for you. This way works for me, and all's well in the end. So I'll say goodnight again because I got some other things I got to take care of. I was just playing around with it, and because it kind of had my curiosity going, and so I figured, well, let me just look through the manual again and try and figure this out. So I got to figure it out. All's well on this end. So, hey, have a good night. This is WS. Yes, 447. Have a good night.
Bob, let me tell you, those are good radios. Really, I have both of them, one in the car and one here. Even in the car, I get the same thing, but I have a different antenna out that way in the car. I have a 2x4 common. I'm sure you know that with that 2x4, because I like you up. You have even a ham license. Roger?
What was that again?
Well, I have in a car, the DB20G, and I have a common 2x4 antenna. Roger?
Yeah, I don't have any... any mobile antennas for this radio, but I am a ham radio operator, and you know I got an antenna farm on the property, and I got multiple antennas for the cars, vehicles, whatever, you know. But yeah, this is just something I kind of wanted to play with for a while. So I had a good price on Amazon during their prime buying days, and I says, well, let me try it. Let me play with it. See how I like it. But anyways, I got to run here. So have a good night. And what was your name again?
My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG88. You've probably heard me a lot of time anyhow, but that's my name is Jack. And really good to hear you, Bob, and you got a beautiful radio, like mine, my two of them. I like the 20 because it's smaller and fits, you know, exactly, because I got a Toyota pickup truck, and it fits right there with that emergency brake.
Yeah, okay, Jack. Yeah, it's, I'm kind of liking it. I just like the size and the screen and some of the bells and whistles on it, so that was kind of cool. And the price is right at that particular time. It was like $40 off of the normal price. So with that said, Jack, you have a good night, and I'm going to clear out of here. I got some things I want to do, so you have a good night. This is WSGS 447. We'll be clear after your final there.
Hey, Bob, you have a good evening. You take care. WIUG, 48, clear.
WIUG, 488, WRNW, 329.
Well, Tim, you're sounding good now.
In the mobile here, just feeling and making a shift. I was on the handheld, but I'm over here at the property over here, about 25 miles south of the border.
Come back again?
About 25 miles south of the border there, south of the 625, and repeat it. I figured my handheld wasn't making the trip. I wasn't sounding too good earlier, so I'm in the mobile now, though.
Yeah, you're sounding good now. You know, I don't know what radio you're on. Are you on that TYT?
I'm on the TYT 9800.
You're not on a high power, are you?
I'm on high power. You're on high power for sure.
Yeah, you're doing all right. So what'd you do, go to work today?
No work today, just family reunion over here on the property. Enjoy the weekend. A little cool, but we're having a good time here. Over.
Oh, yeah, that's good. They're having a good time. That counts. Anyhow, well, Tim, you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
I don't know if I mean it's supposed to be kicking back from the Canadian border, but I don't know. I'm not sure, but for me, it's just have yourself a fine evening. Get to the WRNW 329. We're clear.
WSTI, 847. WSTI, 847. WIUG, 48. WIUG, 48, clear. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Well, I guess not. He's not out there. WIUG 48. Clear.
Have no fear, WRUZ 984 is here.
Well, how's my buddy Dale?
Howdy, Jack. Hopefully you're having no fear now that I am here.
No deal, no fear at all. WIUG, grade 8.
Yeah, well, maybe we might have to fear a little bit about the University of Michigan's record because they didn't do so well against Texas today.
You know, you may be right. I heard that, but I don't know how bad.
Yeah, I figured we would lose, but I hoped it would be a close game, but it was not a close game.
Huh. Hey, Al. How you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah, I had a nap today, so I'm wide awake, so I'll be able to terrorize the frequencies for an extra hour tonight. How are you?
Very good. Guess what? I was out there yesterday with my sister, and I ate dolma. Roger?
Yeah, all right. I was at the grocery store today, and I found some ground lamb for a pretty good price. I didn't buy it because I still have to ask the lady across the street what spices she uses. I cannot figure out how she makes her dolma, so I might have to sit over there one day and have her show me.
She probably show you. She probably say, bring the meat here, I'll do it for you. Roger.
Yeah, I got between me and my neighbor, we've got a grape plant running along the fence, and it's starting to, maybe next year I'll actually have my own grape leaves, and then I'll take that and some lamb over to the lady across the street and say, show me.
She doesn't mind. She'll show you probably. Or she'll tell you, no, bring them here. I'll make them for you and give it to you.
Yeah, I just got to make sure one of her daughters are here, or her, a niece, because if you remember, she doesn't speak very much English at all, so I'll have to get somebody to translate.
I see what you're saying. What they usually do, come by your place and take all the grape leaves?
I have to worry about that. She might do that, although, of course, I would offer them to her. But because she used to have a really nice grape plant in the back. That thing was weaved into the fence, and it must have been 20, 30 foot long, and she would get leaves all summer long. And then some new neighbors moved in and cut down the plant, and what did she say? I said, oh, your grape plant is good. She can understand some English, but not really good. So I came over, I used to cut her grass for her, and I came over, and I asked her one day, you know, where's all the grape leaves? And all she could say was, idiot.
Yeah, that's all probably she knows, poor lady.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, you know, that the handful of English words she knows, and she knows idiot.
That's about it. That's all she knows, that lady.
Yeah, you know, if you live in this country, as long as you know idiots, then you can get by.
I guess you're right. I get the call on the radio, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, they call me a two, same thing, what you said before.
Yeah, oh well. You know, I just thought, you know, I'm letting this grape plant grow just because, you know, she has to buy the grape leaves now, and before she was getting them for free. So I just thought I'd probably offer some and just keep my eyes open for the lamb in the grocery store every summer.
Yeah, I usually, you know, we usually do, me and my brother, we drive down, you know, Eastern Market, and there's a lot of slaughterhouse there, and it's a fresh too. You know, we used to buy that lamb, leg of lamb, you know what I mean, the whole leg, and we used to cut it and put it on the grill, and we used to say, we used to do shish kebab from it. You know, put the lamb, like shish kebab, and you put between, you know, tomatoes and white onions.
Yeah, kebabs are a good way to grill up some of your vegetables too. So yeah, we used to do that around here, and it got a little hard. So now I just do the meat and potatoes on the grill.
A couple of days I had a steak, I had a New York steak, and I had a couple of corn with it, and some yellow squash was with it, and it was tomatoes, you know, and all that. I had a good, you know, I couldn't eat the whole thing, so I kept the other half next day.
Do the steak and eggs the next day.
Yeah, you're right, Del. Steak and eggs, you're right. That is so delicious, too.
Like somebody might be trying to break the squelch there, and I've talked a lot, and I need to go back and find my adult beverage and finish that up before the night ends. So I'm going to step out for just a few minutes. I'll be back near the radio probably in about 5 minutes, loosening, and maybe I can find the microphone to key it again. So good talking to you. If I don't make it back, if I do make it back, I'll talk to you in a bit. WRUZ 984.
Del, good talking to you always. You know that. And you take care, and I got to get something to drink and eat. Maybe find me an ice cream. Talk to you a little bit. WRUZ 48. Book clear.
Never land.